You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hour number two rolls along here on a Wednesday. You're listening to the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show. It's brought to you by Northtown Automotive. Whatever you're looking for, you'll find it at Northtown. Shop online at northtownauto.com. Zach Jones, Derek Kramer here. The big news out of the NFL, quarterback change in Miami. Tua Tagovailoa to the bench. Quinn Ewers, rookie out of Texas, goes to the starting lineup. The Dolphins, if they don't cut to, I think, before June 1st, or if it is before June 1st, I think it's a $99 million dead cap hit. I think after June 1st, it's a little bit more palatable, but boy, oh boy, that is a tough road for them to go. I wonder about Indy, who the reports after Daniel Jones went down for the year is that they were going to they were not going to sign him back. They were going to move off of him. I wonder if Indy's going to be a team that wants to make a move there, because, I mean, but also, can you? You traded two first-round picks for Sauce Gardner. Are you willing to trade even more picks for a guy who is just such a limited ceiling? I mean, such a limited ceiling. He's in the dome, though, I guess.
Yeah, I don't like. Oh, I don't know if Indy should take that risk.
No, I don't think they really should.
No, I would. You know what? That'll be a fun off-season topic, but it's not for right now.
No,
because you know what is for right now?
Primetime players.
Something that we had to punt to today, thanks to the Sabres making some moves and also having Jarmo Kekalainen during our show yesterday. So
there are so many people out there that have been frustrated the last few days. Where is my reverse AFC power rankings? Where are my primetime players? And primetime players, by the way, sponsored by Attain Wealth Planning, where wealth is personal. I'm sorry, it's been a little bit. I'm involved And I, one of them I definitely heard. I was gone.
Yes.
But the other one is just, well, the Sabres did.
Yeah,
we had to get to the Sabres.
I at least took care of business while you were gone with that one. But now it's good to have two sets of primetime players, as has been intended with the origination of this segment. Mm-hmm. Zach, I've got some honorable mentions here. I know that you do as well. I'll get it started on the ice with Colorado's Nathan MacKinnon. Not his first time being around here, but he's going to be on the honorable mentions this time, despite having a six-game point streak. 12 points in those six games, by the way, so he's popping off casual two per game, no big deal. But Nathan MacKinnon, one of the best there is out there. Surprise, surprise, one of the best players is on the primetime players.
I only have one honorable mention.
It's good that I started that.
Yeah, it's been a weird week. It's all NFL for me in the primetime players. College was a little bit off. I don't really care for the bowl games. I mean, we talked about that when I first came back, the first few bowl games. I'm like, I mean, cool. It doesn't mean I'm going to watch 25% or, you know, even 25% of them. Like, I'm just going to kind of.
And this comes from the college football, the college sports sicko
you're gonna
of
get
this
me,
entire station.
You're going to get me with the FCS playoffs, all right?
I'll talk about that a little bit more tomorrow. We've got history coming up this weekend. As if
to back into my point.
We're going
to
talk about that tomorrow. We got some history coming up. But my one honorable mention actually is from basketball. I wanted to get something from last night because I make fun of the regular season of the NBA a lot. Not often on air, but in my personal life, I do. The NBA Cup Championship was last night. And the Knicks won.
The most worthless thing in
the
world.
And I was like, I got to get somebody. But I'll throw him an honorable mention. OJ Anunoby, 28 points. The Knicks... they get to raise a trophy.
Sure.
It's the NBA Cup, and I think it's garbage, but they get to raise a trophy and maybe a banner.
What in the across-the-seas football are you doing? There's no point to this tournament at all.
There's really none.
There's none. There's no significance to it. Outside of the players playing, do people celebrate? Like, are Knicks fans in the streets right now because they won the NBA Cup?
So on that, I saw a picture, and it's just pictures, so it only tells some of the story. But it was Jalen Brunson, one of the best players in the NBA, the face of the Knicks. And he just has this deadpan look on his face as he's got the hat on, the confetti's going. And I'm like, yeah, this does not mean a thing.
No, they don't care.
I mean, and we'll move on from the NBA here after this. But, like, realistically,
oh my God,
is there any league that does a poorer job with their regular season than the NBA? Baseball, at least, until the end of time, will have this. Our records mean more than other records in sports.
Right.
Right. Like, that has always been a thing about baseball. Our regular seasons mean so much because of the records, the home run chase, the stuff going on with Judge from a few years ago. All of it matters. So you got that, even though it's 162 games. The NHL, I think, does a pretty darn good job because the cities that have teams watch them religiously. Mm-hmm. The NBA, you hear about how bad the ratings are, that they're coming up with in-season tournaments and then play-in games.
Changing the All-Star game.
For the playoff and the All-Star. Oh, the All-Star game. Yeah. I mean, just... I like the playoffs in the NBA. I legitimately
was glued to it when Indiana went running.
Yeah, I genuinely do. The regular season is a brutal watch, and I respect anyone that is a diehard NBA franchise fan that sits through all 82 of those. I respect you so much.
Unreal. All right. Anyway, back to better things. This one does come with a loss, so typically this is how you end up on the honorable mentions. Arizona's Trey McBride. The guy as... one of the best tight ends in the National Football League. Free him from Arizona. Actually,
it's kind of Kyler Murray.
Hang on. I just thought of the potential consequences of my statement. Keep him in Arizona.
Mm-hmm.
Just so that we can appreciate something from the Cardinals, I guess. I'm totally reversing my stance there because I just thought of, what if the Chiefs get him? Thanks, Derek. Yeah, I don't want to take any blame for that. So keep him in Arizona. Trey McBride, 12 catches, 134 yards, and 2 touchdowns. Didn't matter. They lost by 20.
Incredible. Now to the top five for me. I only had the one honorable mention. I mean, yep. Bride, though, is a really good shout, though. It's tough when it's a 20-point loss.
That's why it's got to be down there. I'm sorry. But, like, great stat line, great production. He's one of the best tight ends in the game, and yet they lose by 20. He's becoming Mike Trout.
Oh, that stings.
Buddy.
It's so true, though. So true, Queen. So true. On to number five for me. It is also in a loss. Amon-Ra St. Brown, Lions wide receiver, 13 catches, 164, and 2 touchdowns. I think a lot of that production, though, did come in the first half. The Rams really tightened up in the second half, although their secondary is probably one of their main weaknesses. They are able to score like the wind. I think they're only one of two teams that actually score at a higher pop than the Bills do. Stafford is playing at an MVP level. I would be totally fine if he gets the award. In some aspects, I'm even rooting for him because I want to see the guy in the Hall of Fame. And now that Allen's got his, I'm cool if he never wins another one. I want the Super Bowl. But I'm kind of rooting for Stafford. But Amon-Ra St. Brown continues to just be one of the best receivers in football. And sort of like just – he's one of like those prize jewels of this new age Detroit Lions that just seem to get everything right, even when they're not perfect.
Yeah, I think that it's really getting to a point with the Lions where it's getting a little frustrating for them.
Mm-hmm.
They are doing everything right, it seems, in some games, and then just something's going wrong. Or you're facing a great team, and you just don't have enough to get it done. Detroit might be one of the sadder stories of a team that misses the playoffs that really shouldn't.
And they got to hope now that Green Bay, they got to hope the Michael Parsons thing really does hurt Green Bay.
It does them in, yeah.
Because there's no other real route to get into the wild card. Seattle is the top wild card with 11 wins. San Francisco has 10, and Detroit, you have 8. I mean, you're 2 games out of the way. That's a lot with 3 games. It's a lot with 4 and 5 games left. It's a lot with 3.
All right, so number 5, I'm back to the ice, actually. We're doing a lot with some hockey here, and it's Connor McDavid. Connor McDavid. So I'd mentioned the 6-game point streak for Nathan MacKinnon, 12 points within that, and it's average of 2 per game. Connor McDavid has 15 points in his last 5 games, Zach.
Yeah, he's caught up to the leaders.
He's caught up to the leaders, but more impressively than that, Edmonton's 3-1-1 in that stretch, including, but not limited to, scoring a game-tying goal with 1.2 seconds left against the Buffalo Sabres and almost causing everyone to have a mental collapse.
Mm-hmm.
That's where it starts, and then the next 4 games from there, he has collected points, and he's averaging 3 points per game over his last 5. Sicko stuff from Connor McDavid.
And after, by the way, being out of a playoff spot for much of the beginning of the year and looking like a disaster, they are now in a playoff spot at the point. They are one of the Pacific leaders.
They're getting back, and they traded their mid-goalie for another mid-goalie, so we'll see what happens there.
Did you see that sad, you know, all of Edmonton is celebrating their win over Pittsburgh?
And,
and there's Skinner
sitting right next to him.
And I'm like, that's awful. I mean, like, it's one of those where a picture also tells a whole story.
Sorry, but if I lost the game and I'm standing in a net and the team is congregating over there, skate off the ice, dude.
Yeah, just go.
You're making it weird. I'm not making it weird celebrating a win. You're making it weird.
But it was one of those where then a pitcher tells the whole story. We talked about it with, you know, almost morbidly, but it really did. Mahomes being hurt and going down the tunnel, and you just see all the banners.
Yeah.
And it was like, that might be the moment the dynasty ends. To a lesser extent, here it is, Skinner, watching a team celebrate. He's the guy that's out. He's maybe the guy that's, you know, the crux of all their problems, or at least definitely the scapegoat. And here they are celebrating around him. You're like, oh.
He also let in 5 goals on 20 shots, almost proving the trade right.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Don't do that.
But also, don't make it weird.
So
Skate away.
Right.
Be a normal goalie taking the loss. Skate away.
So number 4 for you was Connor McDavid. Number 4 for me.
That was number 5.
Number 5 for you, yes.
So, right, number 4.
Number 4 for me, James Cook, who, I was somebody, I said during the offseason, and I wear it proudly, I really didn't love the idea of paying him long term. I like the contract ultimately. He has been worth every penny and more. 3 total touchdowns, over 100 yards on the ground in the comeback win over New England. And this is also in part kind of a season-long kind of spot on this list as well. He's right behind Jonathan Taylor as the rushing leader in the league. I think there's a real chance he is going to pass him. And there's also a real chance he could wind up with like 1,600 yards rushing. It's not a 2,000-yard season, don't get me wrong. But he's going to be an all-pro this year at running back. He has been incredible this year for the Bills in a team that I do think lacks high-end talent. I know Greg Cosell talked about it.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first 2 orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. You know, one of the perks about having 4 kids that you know about is actually getting a direct line to the big man up north. Mm-hmm. And this year, he wants you to know the best gift that you can give someone is the gift of Mint Mobile's unlimited wireless for $15 a month. Now, you don't even need to wrap it. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
That cannot be said for Josh Allen and now, I think, definitively James Cook.
So, 1,600-yard season, Zach?
Yeah.
That's less than 100 yards per game. He's at 14-15 right now.
Yes, he's going to eat.
So, yeah, we are threatening probably on 1,700 because of how proficient he is and the fact that the Bills like to run the football.
Yeah.
3 games left. You try to get 100 yards per game on that one, you're probably threatening for.
I think 2 of your 3 remaining opponents are going to be Cleveland and then the Jets. Eagles, you know, sandwiched in there. I mean, that's 2 teams where, yeah, you'll probably want to just run the ball, to get the game going, get us out healthy.
And considering the Jets game has stakes for you, it might have stakes for you. I don't know.
In terms of the seeding, yeah.
So we'll see there. And I think they have to play it out unless the Bills lose their next two games. The Jets game means something.
Yeah.
So there's that. Number four for me, I'm going to stay on the ice one last time here with Detroit goaltender John Gibson. Zach, two shutouts and six wins in his last six starts.
Giddy up. Giddy up.
Nasty work here from John Gibson. The start of his win streak is a game where he wins 5-4 against Boston, so like it's not impressive. But from there, he kind of builds it up. Two shutouts in this six-game stretch for him as the Detroit Red Wings have re-entered the conversation as top of the Atlantic. Why? They're getting some good goaltending from John Gibson. They have a negative goal differential, Zach.
Oof.
And they're at the top of the Atlantic Division. Oh, my God, this Sabre season is so frustrating.
The Atlantic season as a whole is very frustrating.
They're in last place again.
Yep. Number three for me, I think my favorite receiver to watch in football. One of them, Puka Nacua.
Yep, there it is.
Nine catches for 181. Obviously instrumental in the win over Detroit. He also may have to get a little bit more of the lion's share tomorrow night against Seattle with Devontae Adams dealing with a hamstring injury. He's not playing. They didn't rule him out yesterday. He's not playing. That did not look good. He did not look good walking off the field. No shot. Puka Nacua, though.
Yeah, in a short week.
Before he got injured, by the way, Jackson Smith and Jigba is having like the season at wide receiver, and I think he's also absolutely overtaken Jonathan Taylor's Offensive Player of the Year.
But before that,
Puka was on pace to have basically Cooper Kupp's season from a few years ago with Stafford.
Stafford locks into a guy and he loves him.
God, he loves
him. That's what it is.
But yeah, Puka Nacua, 9 for 181 and a win over Detroit. Such a good player.
I do wonder if this player is in your top three here because you like to talk about the moments.
Mm-hmm.
Tough opponent. Bo Nix against Green Bay, 23 of 34, 302 yards, four touchdowns in a win where they do have to mix it up offensively against a pretty good Green Bay defense.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the moment. You need to capture the moment. And that's one of them for me. Bo Nix in here at number three. Inconsistent as heck, but the man can stand up sometimes.
So he's number two for me.
That was easy.
He's number two for me. I will say, and I've wanted to say this because I've brought him up a few times when talking about Nix. Colin Coward, there is always a way to let you know how Denver's feeling about him. It's to listen to Coward. If you do watch or listen to the show or see his clips on Twitter, he is tight with Sean Payton.
That's right.
And early this year, he was bringing up the idea of, man, could Denver move off of Bo Nix? And that was during the period where he's like throwing a touchdown a game, not really doing anything offensively. Yep. They can't really get going.
It's like 150 yards or something.
This week, he's comparing him to John Elway.
Yep.
You know how Denver's feeling based on how Coward's saying it because that's what Sean Payton wants him to say. And yeah, I mean, you're right. It's the moment for me. It's over Green Bay. That's a huge win for them. It effectively sort of ends the one seed race, I think, for a lot of us. And, you know, it's not officially done, but it feels done. And I'll be honest, number one's going to be this too. Some of these young quarterbacks are really starting to establish themselves in the NFL. And have they done anything in the playoffs yet? No. But I think it's fair to start looking at them going, they might be more threatening than we're giving them credit for.
Interesting. All right, to wrap up number two here for me, it is Bills linebacker Matt Milano.
Yeah.
Milano, 10 tackles, 2 sacks, 2 tackles for loss in the win against New England. Those sacks were pretty timely, especially when in the first half, you're not going to stop at all, apparently. And the Bills flex their muscles as they do in the second half. They are the premier second half team. Matt Milano had a pretty good say in how things went defensively for this game, especially within the second half where the Bills come all the way back from a 21-0 deficit in the first half. And it's like, okay, thanks for the wild times. Please don't attack my hearts again. I know you're going to. It's going to be like 13-3 against Cleveland.
I just can't believe they still like basically extinguished the entire New England lead in like the first 6 minutes of the third quarter. I mean, by the time the fourth quarter starts, it's just a full-on close game.
Yeah.
It's just unbelievable how they can do that.
It's objectively hilarious now. All right, Zach, what
like,
you
I'm
got?
I'm going to keep tweeting through it, but like in reality, I'm kind of sitting there at halftime going, I'll turn it on, they're fine. I'm going to tweet through it. I'm like Nate. I'm going to tweet through it, but just give me a full 60 minutes, guys.
Sometimes I'm doing that too. Yep. I'm not as guilty of it sometimes, but I kept, like, once it was 14-0, I'm like, they're a second half team. They're a second half team. They're a second half team. Let me cope, people. They're a second half team. All right, Zach, what's number one?
Trevor Lawrence.
There it is.
He is playing at an incredible level.
Really, against the Jets, we're putting that at number one?
Six total touchdowns. Five through the air. Is 330 yards passing, 51
on the
ground.
Is it really six touchdowns when it's against the Jets?
I know, right? Like, there's an asterisk
there. We have to
there.
Prorate it.
It's like, it's four, guys. Come on. Come on. But in all honesty, like, Lawrence is sort of what I was talking about with Bo Nix there, where I think right now the Bills' wild card matchup would be at Jacksonville. Lawrence is playing at a really high level. That Jacoby Myers trade actually has meant a lot for them. They've been able to move Brian Thomas Jr. into a spot. I think Bashaun Tutin, though, they're going to be out there. He's going to be out, I think, for the rest of the year. I saw that yesterday, or at least for an extended period of time. But Lawrence is that quarterback. I said it to you off air, you and Nate off air on Sunday. He's the quarterback I look at in the AFC playoffs that could ascend, and we're all talking about him very differently. I think for many, Bo Nix will always be just high floor, low ceiling guy, even after performances like this. And I think that's totally fair. May, in some aspects, has already sort of ascended. I mean, that's why he's in MVP conversations. If Lawrence leads Jacksonville to an AFC championship, we are all talking about him very differently going into next year.
Yes.
Even if they just win a playoff game.
He becomes the prince that's promised.
Right.
From that 2021 draft class.
And the promise is finally being fulfilled. There have been moments with him. And again, it is against the Jets, but he has been playing at a much, much better level over the last few weeks, really since the trade deadline and the acquisition of Jacoby Myers. And so Trevor Lawrence comes in at number one for me. Six total touchdowns.
All right. Time to wrap this thing up with a player that had such an incredible performance through his inconsistent career that he put up 7% of his all-time fantasy stats in one night.
Yep.
With 11 catches, 166 yards, three touchdowns, including one that is straight up butt cheek before elbow out of bounds, it's Kyle Pitts.
Just incredible.
I can't forget this kind of thing because of the fact that Kyle Pitts is one of the most infuriating players in football. So inconsistent. I mentioned how Trevor Lawrence, he might be becoming the prince that's promised. Kyle Pitts has never really been able to put that consistency together, be it scheme where Arthur Smith just wants Jonnu Smith doing everything and then sitting Kyle Pitts for things, or even nowadays where it's just sometimes he'll put the game together and then the next thing you know, he's got like one catch for 7 yards
right.
in a game. But Kyle Pitts against Tampa Bay was a nightmare. And what was probably one of the coolest uniform matchups that you'll see, by the way.
I know.
Aesthetically
so good.
Gorgeous. But Pitts had himself a fantastic night in primetime. And, you can't ignore that kind of stat line for a primetime player's top spot.
I think, by the way, he's going to be a free agent this year.
This has been one of his better seasons. It's better to get in there on a high note.
I'm not saying for the Bills, but just in terms of...
Oh, yeah, no. The Bills have tight ends.
Yeah, right. I'm not saying for the Bills. But I think it'll be, maybe curious to see what teams maybe want to do there. Because if he's really finally showing off his potential, a lot of teams are going to run for that. A lot of teams will.
On the season, Pitts has 73 receptions, 797 yards. He has three of his four touchdowns on that Thursday night, Zach.
Yeah, that sounds about right. That sounds about right.
He is the biggest tease.
Incredible. Wonderful talent. You wonder if he's putting it together finally.
He has three of his four touchdowns in one game, Zach.
So maybe he's not. Maybe it really is just one game. we'll see.
When I say 7% of his fantasy football career totals, I mean 7% of his entire football career's totals.
Yeah, it wasn't hyperbole.
That was real.
It's incredible.
Through his five seasons in the National Football League, he put up 7% of his production in one night.
Oh.
This is his best season since his rookie year, though. But he's never really been one to catch touchdowns.
No, never.
One, two, three, four. Hey, if he catches one more touchdown this season, they will have gone up by one each year.
Oh, now I do want that to happen just because it'll be cool.
Because he has one, two, three, four, and now four in 14 games.
Oh, I want that so bad.
Only one touchdown is allowed for Kyle Pitts for the rest of the year.
Yes.
But with that, that is our primetime players. We'll have that tweeted out in a little bit as well. But primetime players, as it always is sponsored by Attain Wealth Planning, where wealth is personal.
803-0550, the number to call. We've got big news in the NFL with the benching of Tua Tagovailoa.
I feel like it's a 4 on the 10 for me.
It's more just the starting quarterback getting benched, I think, for me. Like, whenever that happens, I always think it's big.
I saw it as an inevitability.
Probably true.
Yeah. Like, this one really doesn't hit me on the scale that much.
The dead cap hit, though, that is going to sting.
That will, if they move on from him, be a bigger deal.
And also, we have news from Sabres practice, as Michael Kessering was spotted at practice. I don't know if it was in a non-contact.
See, that's a 7 out of 10.
That's a 7 out of 10. Incredible. Again, the number to call, 803-0550. Zach Jones, Derek Kramer here on the Northtown Automotive X Point Show on WGR.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.